Which on 114 to Dodge, trying to help you.
Hi, how are you? Listen, I'm calling about a sandwich that I had gotten earlier.
Okay.
And I came in there, I got the, what was it, the buffalo chicken.
Okay, give me one second.
All right.
Okay, you say you came in and got a sandwich earlier?
Yeah, the buffalo chicken.
Okay.
And I ate it, and it was very spicy. And upset my stomach.
It was what?
It was very spicy. It upset my stomach.
Okay.
It was hot. I got the buffalo chicken one. It was hot for some reason.
Okay.
And I ate it. A half hour later, my stomach started to hurt. And I don't know if it was the jalapenos you guys put on there or the olives. But I upset my stomach. And then I made a shit in the toilet. And now I'm very upset.
So would you like us to replace the order?
I think you got bad. I think you got, I'm on the toilet. Hang on. I think you got bad jalapenos or chicken. Were these box box chickens or were these cage chickens?
I think it's just everything comes in like in deli form. So all that we do is slice it.
Well, in this, I've been to Puerto Rico before, and this tastes like Puerto Rican chicken. And I want to make sure you're not getting it from Puerto Rico.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely gonna let my general manager know about to see and make sure he checks dates, and we check the dates on products and stuff, and make sure we have everything marked correctly.
Right now, it's falling out of me.
I can hear.
It's like a dysfunctional ice cream machine. It's like a waterfall.
Mhm. So would you like a sandwich next time you come in? What can we do to help better assist you for future?
Besides making sure we got everything.
I'm almost done.
No, I don't want anything free. I'm not a freeloader. I pull myself up by my bootstraps every morning. I take a baby aspirin. I'm responsible. I'm all right.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me know. Once again, I will deliver the message personally to my general manager. Also, I'm a shift lead, so I'll make sure as well as my people on duty, make sure we label on everything and make sure we're checking temperatures and make sure we're checking products.
I pulled down my pants when I went to the bathroom. I just want you to know that. I'm not a heathen. I didn't just sit down and poop in my pants.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
I did forget the wipe, though, but I have a disposable income, and I'll just go get more pants from Walmart.
Okay.
Okay?
I just wanted to let you know. Okay, well, sorry about the inconvenience again.
You sound attractive. You sound like you got a big booty on you, do you?
maybe.
Like, how big is it?
I don't quite know.
Oh, like how many hands? You know how they measure horses? They measure them by hands. How many hands is it?
A couple.
A couple? I need at least four. Your ass is too small for me.
I was gonna
offer you a position in my harem stable. But if you don't got more than two hands, then I don't know. It comes with a salary. It comes with a six-figure salary per year to just be at my beck and call.
Like I said, way bigger than that, but, you know.
Okay. You ever watch Coming to America?
Yeah.
With Eddie, in the beginning, when the girl comes out of the water of the big, basically it looks like a pool, but it's a bathtub. And she says, the royal penis is clean, Your Highness. It's something like that.
Yep.
But 100,000, that's starting position. Are you interested?
Sure.
Okay, I'll bring you an application. When are you going to be working next?
Monday at 3:30.
Okay. At 3:30? All right, I'll bring you an application, and you'll need two forms of ID to prove your age, and we'll have you fill it out, and then we'll see. I'll conduct an interview.
Okay.
I'll give you a bonus if you check the box that says you're willing to clean my rectal region, the rectal rectum.
Okay.
Okay. I'll see you on Monday, 3:30.
All right, see ya.
All right, bye.
Hello?
Hello, hi. I'm sorry, I got my music was on. Listen, I just saw a commercial on TV about being compensated because of Cap Lejeune, and I think I need to go ahead and get some payments for the bad buffalo sandwich. I need to be compensated.
Okay, well, what we can do, can we send you some free samples?
No,
I want
$250. I don't want free samples.
$250? Is that how much your sandwich cost?
No, but it upset my stomach, $250 worth.
No, that's not going to work.
The Camp Lejeune commercial says that I'm entitled to compensation, you know, so
hold
compensate
on.
Me.
Hold on. Okay, hold on a second. What's your name?
My name is Henry, and your sandwich tastes like Flint fucking water.
Thank you. And what's your last name?
Last name is Williamson. I'm going to call J.G. Wentworth because they keep telling me that it's my money and I need it now, and that's true. The wise
okay,
old
well, that's fine. You call whoever you want. That's your right. What's your phone number?
My phone number's on the caller ID, but I'll read it out to you if you want. It's 217?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The general manager will call you back.
When does the general manager
It won't
in?
Be tonight.
Okay, you want
right,
to
I mean,
that.
we can't just hand you $250, but I can definitely have him call you, though.
Okay. Well, you
he's
don't
not,
have to get,
I mean,
don't
he's
have
not
to,
here
you don't
tonight.
You don't have to yell at me and get all aggressive because you got a small white girl ass, okay?
No, I'm not.
You're yelling at me. You got white girl's ass syndrome. You got small ass and you've got a syndrome about it.
Listen.
$250.
You have been $450 now?
$250.
Okay.
No, if you want to give me $450, then that's on you, but I only requested $250.
Okay, and so you have a lawyer, and he's going to represent you, correct?
Yeah, J.G. Wentworth.
I'm going to the bathroom real quick.
Okay. All right, well, let me have the general manager call you.
Yeah.
And, of course, it won't be tonight, but
right,
I'll give him the message, and I've got it on here, $250, and you have a lawyer, okay?
Yeah, I have a powerful attorney.
When were you in today?
Yeah, 4:30.
4:30? Okay.
4:30 today.
It's okay. That's all right. That's good enough time.
And if,
all right.
And if,
like I
and
said,
if you
I've
want,
got to
I'll
give
go
it.
In, I'll go in on with you. Like, if I have to sue the company, I'll sue for enough so you can get butt cheek implants and you can feel more confident about yourself.
You shouldn't really talk like that.
I'll talk any way I want. I'm in charge of this situation. I'm a
okay,
man. God,
whatever.
God, gosh damn it.
All right.
Ah.
I'll give that to the general manager.
Yeah, give it to him and keep your job like that. That's how you keep your job. You give it to him. Give him all the things.